You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Happy Thursday, Cowboys Nation, and welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blogging the Boys podcast network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and the Cowboys are officially gearing up for Sunday's game against the Washington Commanders. Today is Thursday, September 29th. Happy Thursday, everyone. And the team had a light walkthrough practice on Wednesday. But before we talk about some of the press conference highlights and all of that good stuff, let's talk about Wednesday's injury report for the Cowboys. This injury report reads, Semi Fiokko had full participation in practice with a shoulder injury. Michael Gallup also having full participation in practice with that knee injury. Good to know. Love to see it. Luke Gifford also having full participation in practice with a hamstring injury. Jaron Kearse was limited in practice still with that knee injury. DeMarcus Lawrence was also limited in practice with a foot injury. Something to keep an eye on. Again, it could just be soreness, but something to keep an eye on for D-Law. Connor McGovern was limited at practice with an ankle injury. Dalton Schultz was limited at practice with a knee injury. And last but certainly not least, Dak Prescott was the only player to not participate in practice. Again, just the right thumb injury. So staying on the topics of injuries, and a name I just mentioned on the injury report was Michael Gallup. Something new we learned on Wednesday was that Gallup made the call for himself to not play on Monday. John Machota tweeting this out saying, quote, Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup said he doesn't have any limitations, but he just didn't feel right last weekend. But Gallup also saying this about a potential return on Sunday, saying, quote, I hope so. It's just been a while. Just have another good week, see what it feels like. So not ruling him out completely, but Mike McCarthy also talked about having a short week coming off of the primetime game on Monday night, saying it won't inhibit guys like Michael Gallup, who didn't play on Monday, to get some work on the field during the week. Take a listen.
It won't be just as much of what we do on the field. You know, obviously the guys that did not play Monday night, they'll be able to get some work. You'll see us really get through the first, normal D&D today and third down, particularly, about half of our third down packages. But, tomorrow will be about an hour and 30-minute practice. But the guys that need the individual work, there'll be some pre and post practice going on tomorrow. So that's where we'll fill the void.
Mike McCarthy also gave an update on Dak and what his week is going to look like.
Well, I mean, he's been conditioning, so he's been able to do that, I think, after the first week. So he'll just continue on the path, with the cardiovascular. But, now that he has the stitches out, I mean, the next step is to get the swelling totally out of the joint and, the thumb area. And then, to start to build the strength, so he can grip the football. That's the next step.
Clarence Hill also tweeting out, quote, you can officially rule Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott out of the Washington game. Not that there was a realistic chance of him playing anyways, but Prescott said he won't start throwing until the end of the week. He's been soft tossing, but won't start real throwing until the end of the week. Very key here. Another thing on the topic of all things QB1 Dak Prescott, he spoke to Lorenzo Reyes of USA Today Sports, and he talked about these last couple of weeks being on the sidelines and what he's learned. A quote in this article that really stood out to me and a lot of other people in Cowboys Nation said this, quote, it's not that I'm learning new things about the defenses we face or anything like that, but I'm seeing more and more just how simple this game can be. Hearing the calls in the headset and then seeing how defenses line up from the sideline reinforces that sometimes all you have to do is slow the game down and go through the designs of the plays. It can be so beep simple. That's what I can't wait to get back to. All right, QB1. We hear you. And of course, this article also mentioning that Dak is aiming for a week 5 return. Keep in mind, that would be the Rams away game. So I don't know about y'all, but this hypes me up because it's really encouraging that Dak is using this time, while he's rehabbing and resting and healing, to still be a student of the game. And I think any leader that can take that step back into that role speaks volumes about him. So We love QB1 around here. This is a QB1 stand podcast, people. And by QB1, of course, I'm talking about Dak. Now, lastly, I wanted to mention that Mike McCarthy also talked about Jason Peters getting more reps than he did on Monday. Keep in mind, he only got 14 reps on Monday. So here's what he had to say.
We'll see. I mean, we won't get a whole lot of work today. You know, obviously, we're in a walkthrough here this afternoon, and then we'll do a shell period. So we'll just do like we did last week. I'll get to Friday, see how he's doing, see where he's at, see where his conditioning's at, watch him work, and, you know, then we'll set a plan from there.
But he came out of the game okay.
Yeah, he came out clean, yes.
So although that wasn't a straightforward answer, that's really what we've been getting from Mike McCarthy when it comes to, you know, the ramp-up phases of these players or the injured players' returns. So not surprising. However, I will say Jason Peters is just becoming more and more of a staple to these younger guys in that locker room, and you just love to see it. You know what else you love to see? Well, new episodes here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. So if you're wanting even more Cowboys content, we got you covered. Today, you can expect a new episode of The Ocho with RJ Ochoa to drop a little bit later this morning, as well as a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle that'll drop a little later this afternoon. Make sure to subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcasts, so that way you never miss an episode. While you're at it, tell us how awesome we are, because you already know it, I already know it, but go leave us a review and let us know that way. And of course, leave all 5 stars with that rating. Make sure to go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, a like on Facebook, or go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys YouTube channel. We'd love to see you there. And that's all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I'll be back tomorrow with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. I hope you have the best day today and a great rest of your Thursday. As always, go out and kill it today. But just remember, if you think you're having a little bit of a rough day, a little bad start to your day, whatever the case is, just remind yourself that you're not a Washington Commanders fan. That should just make you feel a little bit better, right? Well, hey, remember, you are amazing, you are the best, and I always believe in you. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cowboys Nation.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.